Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
And you are leaning over the meat because it's your habit and you're pawing at the meat.
Yeah.
It's like, what? I didn't because I knew that it would just not be worth it to do that. But would I have been out of line and go, excuse me, please don't touch the meat? Would I have been within my rights to do that?
You're on the borderline sexual harassment because...
certainly don't say that if you're in the bread section.
There's leave involved. You can go home until we get a new protocol in place because it's
keep him in the basement. Yeah, you know? Mom has to worry about that is occasionally from downstairs. She hears,
Mom, leave the Apple Jacks at the top of the stairs.
No, you don't know that family, Mike. What happens is that twice a day she throws a banana bread down the stairs.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
How are we doing it? How is everyone? How are you, my listening friends?
I am fantastic. Give me two seconds. I'm going to step out and step right back in. You guys patter.
Okay.
Yeah. Everybody's wearing a lot of different hats.
Oh, I actually don't have to. It's fixed. Thank you.
It's fixed. Yeah. Very good. So welcome. We would welcome your feedback, Oscar, I think, with our new look that we are trying some new technology here. We're going to see how it goes today, but it certainly is better for your boy down here looking at my my pals with nice clarity. It's fantastic.
And we're not blocked. You can see our faces.
Coming to you not via Skype video, but by Zoom video, which is a new thing for this show. So we hope you like it. We're just trying to tweak every day. It's fun for us. We actually we're three tweakers. We huff spray paint right before we come in and do the show. No, we actually love to adjust our little video settings.
Well, we got to upgrade. We can try more high def
than ever.
Right.
More Mike, you don't like high def.
I'm getting some interference on the screen. I'm getting some interference on the... What?
You don't seem to be a fan of HD.
By the way, what's that?
I said you don't seem to be a fan of HD.
Au contraire, mon frère.
No?
I am a big, big fan. What do you mean? Why did you say that? Why did you insult me like 5 seconds into the show?
I'm not
with
insulting
that? I love
you. I'm just saying that yesterday when we were working with HD, you're like, oh, I don't like this HD.
Kind of like when Joan Rivers, when they made the switch
to HD. Look, I just improved my shot.
I like it.
Got a little closer.
Baby.
Got
a little
good.
Closer. You
looks
see
good.
That? There
looks
you go.
Good.
And you notice that this is going.
Yeah, it's all coming in.
Mm-hmm. No, it's going out.
I shaved. My son told me that he didn't like the beard. And I looked at the beard.
Really?
And I really was. I was channeling Bruce Dern from not only Once Upon a Time in America, but in Hollywood, rather. But a little movie I watched that was a Western that was terrible that I don't remember. By the way, I will pan the movies that that are terrible, but I'm not going to be able to successfully do it. And I did say The Stranger, right? Yesterday on Netflix is worth your miniseries view, the British thing.
British.
But my problem is I don't write down or jot down or try to remember if I watch a crappy movie because I don't. The only way I can do it is tell you that the Western I watched with Bruce Dern, where Bruce Dern was a Civil War general who had committed war crimes and the guy that was going to get him was a bounty hunter. There are probably we're watching so much streaming video right now that there's probably somebody out there going, I watched that movie too. It's got Mira Sorvino, who I have always thought
is
a lovely, lovely. Okay. Can you ever not get a boner when I talk about some woman?
It's your poor wife.
Mira Sorvino is very attractive, and she won an Academy Award way back when, and then her career has kind of been, she's not been out there that much.
Mike, was the movie called Badland?
Maybe.
Bad a 2019 Land. Western?
Yeah, it probably was Badland. Okay. Can you give the description of it, and then I'll be able to tell you?
Gunslinging
right.
Detective Matthias Breacher is
That's
hired
it.
By one of
yes.
okay
Badland.
Okay very good
Badland. So Bruce Dern's in it, and so when I'm looking at my beard, I'm thinking of Bruce Dern in Badland and Bruce Dern in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and it's always like, you're going to get out of here. Yeah, there you go. And he's got wispy hair. So I shaved my beard because I didn't want to look like that.
I don't know, Mike.
It's just not cool.
Bruce Dern is in one of my favorite Westerns of all time, which is actually a comedy Western. He plays a great, stupid character in Support Your Local Sheriff. He's the son of Walter Brennan.
Can you turn yourself up a little bit, Rob? You sound a little farther away than
sure.
I want you to be.
Is that a little better?
Are you getting that 2-0? Just a little
further away? No, he sounds
away?
Good, but I can send his send to you. I can actually work on that right now if you don't.
All right. So here it is. Let me make the point. So thank you, Rob. And do this again if you get the other movie I'm talking about. Yeah. You might not. So Badland was just meh. Okay. It's a little, and once again, I always talk about credibility during movies. It lacked a little credibility. That's what I had a problem with. And Badland was kind of meh. And then this other movie,
I keep looking at this picture of Bruce Dern.
Oh, wispy beard. Hair. Wispy.
Hi, how are you? Hey, yeah. Watch out. Rob, hold that a little closer to the camera. Well, I guess Mr. O'Meara's going to get a new video service for his show today. Guess I'm going to do it. Daddy, why do you have those wispy gray whiskers on your side? I don't like that at all. And then occasionally bouts of rage where it's like, turn it down.
Why did
blind. That's why Squeaky loves me.
What? Why did Michael not like your beard?
Yeah. Was brushing his teeth and getting him ready for bed last night. And he said, Daddy, I don't like your beard. You take that off. And that's all. I don't require a second request. No. Anybody, you guys could say it. My wife could say it. Anybody could say it. First of all, I always do this. I always go about 3 weeks, and then I look at it, and I'm like, there's something. The old man with the wispy, thin beard is just not a good
look. I think if you had given it a fourth week, it would have come in and looked
really
good.
And then you just for men that guy, and you're good to go.
Yeah. No, because you can't do that anymore. No, I'm old, too old for the just for men phase. That doesn't work for me. You don't do the just for men thing anymore when you get to be my age. Then it looks ridiculous. Then I look like some of the guys at the Harley owners group that, you know, they'd sit there and you know they're 70 years old and their beards are black.
Facebook memory popped up for me from 1 year ago when I had just for men for the first time. I think I left it in too long, and it really did look like I needed to adjust the contrast on my television set. Yeah,
but if you had it professionally done and meticulous, Mike, you would look like you are in your 40s.
Yeah, 30s.
You know, my father didn't have like wrinkly face, and I got age spots, but I don't have wrinkles. So that's good. That's a good thing. But I really, I would try the Just for Men right through here on my beard again. Yeah.
If Carla,
but I hated it. It was too much.
If Carla was, well, now you have a beautiful wife that has a steady hand.
Literally, this is her job, is to make people beautiful.
Oscar, let me ask this. Do you think we would get the young vote if I colored my beard?
Oh, my God.
If I did that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know when he's being sincere or not. No, I don't know whether he's being
just,
sincere.
I think that
I'll get it. I'll do it.
Just color your beard and start talking about TikTok, and our numbers are through the roof.
If you dance on TikTok, forget about it.
We do got the pillow challenge.
We got
Mike.
It. We
do
got
the
it.
Pillow challenge.
I'm serious about the beard. I understand the pain you're talking about where it's not absolutely, it's going to be a transition.
Right.
Not a sexual transition, a transition of color. So then it'll be like a little red, a little brownish, but over time it'll be, so you can't go all the way black or all the way brown right away. You have to slowly turn that
dial. You have to find
dial.
The box that, and also find the box that matches your hair color, because your hair color still
skews
younger.
Well, the box
younger.
That matches my hair color right now is Santa Claus white.
No, your hair up top.
I mean, my beard. That is.
What number are you? I'm a 45 on the Just
Well, I don't
just
have a number because I can't look. I'm white. My beard is translucent.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the hair on your head.
Yeah, the hair on my head, I still, hair. I don't have to do that, but I'm getting more gray on the side.
And we might want to hit the eyebrows, too.
I'm going to say my.
Well, what? For what? What?
What make you look more expressive?
I should get those tattooed on, let's be honest, at this point.
Like Joan Crawford.
Tattoo your eyebrows.
I can actually do that looked right into. Now. Like, I wish Kyler was here. I put makeup on.
I've been looking into working on my RBF. I said, what if I trimmed a few things and made it look like I was smiling all the time?
Hey, correct me if I'm wrong, though. Yeah. Our video numbers are up, right?
Oh, yeah.
Significantly
they're up.
Up.
Yeah. Our downloads are up as well. Home.
That's good. Download. So thank you for the listening. We appreciate that. Because I don't want to go through any of these exercises. If Carla was not out on a power walk with our son right now, I would say, what can you do to darken those?
Yeah.
And get Rob what he's really looking for, which is almost the Groucho eyebrows. I'd like to play with that. But getting back to what I was going to say.
It's rare.
About movies.
Yes.
Have you guys gotten trapped in a crappy movie? And then you say to yourself, okay, it's a slow start, but I'll hang with it. You get the halfway mark. It's like, okay, it's still slow. And then it just never gets on track.
The latest one, top of mind, is the one we discussed on Netflix with Ben Affleck and Anne Hathaway.
Is that where he's the coach?
No. I haven't watched that one. That's like Return or like Courage. I don't know. I'm talking about the one that where they're talking about the Sandinistas and the Iran-Contra affair and nothing ever happened.
I think I know which one. I've looked at everything.
Yeah.
I have looked at everything online. Last night, HBO runs a movie. It's a British movie. It takes place post-World War I. He goes to this giant country house that is in a state of disrepair, and he's going to visit the house, and it's weird, and there's a lady that works in that's obviously part of the staff, and it's got, I think, Charlotte Rampling. There, Google Charlotte Rampling.
All right.
Movies Charlotte Rampling, and maybe I'll get it because I couldn't find it today because I didn't care.
Rampling.
The last thing he wanted, I believe, is the Sandinista movie.
No. The Sandinista movie and Charlotte Rampling, and it was horrible. And I'm sitting there, and I go, it's an hour of my evening, an hour and 15 minutes, and I'm saying to myself, okay, this was not the right choice. I've had a great run on social
45 years. No, that's not it, right?
No, that's not
it. Dune, no. DNA, Waiting for a Miracle to Come. DNA, it's a no. The latest movie is Waiting for a Miracle to Come in 2018. The Little Stranger. Maybe she's waiting there. Kiss and
Tell.
The
Little Stranger.
Ah.
The Little Stranger. All right, let me look it up.
Little Stranger. Yeah, I see this. Yeah.
All right.
Yes, this is it. Watch on horrible. HBO right now.
Horrible movie. Have you watched it, Oscar?
Yeah, because the trailer.
Horrible.
The trailer.
Horrible movie. Shouldn't be on television.
The trailer sells you on like, oh, right. What's happening here?
Yeah, because you're like me. Yeah. You look at trailer says, horrible beastie creatures in the attic. That's what you want to see. And then it's just, it's like, meh. Here's the description of it. During the long, hot summer of 1948, okay, so it wasn't post, it's post-World War II, not World
War
I.
It was counting.
Dr. Faraday travels to Hundreds Hall, home to the Ayers family, for more than two centuries. The hall is now in decline, and its inhabitants, mother, son, and daughter, remain haunted by something more ominous than a dying way of life. Well, I got to the movie. I didn't find out what that was. So steer clear of The Little Stranger, because it was a little strange that I parked my fat ass in front of the screen for the whole night last night and didn't get one. And really, just
I like this feature, like movies you should not watch, like news you may not
need. You know what?
You're saving us time.
It gets 65% on Rotten Tomatoes. You know why it gets 65% on Rotten Tomatoes? Because it's British and it's got a decent cast, and they think, oh,
well, it's the same reason everyone says, Mike, everyone says they listen to NPR because that's what you
exactly.
say.
Yeah, at many cocktail parties in my career in Washington, D.C., that I went to, it was like, I listen to NPR, and I'm like, I'd be in a room of 12, 13 people, and I would just have to, it would be every fiber of my being what was holding me back from looking at the guy and going, because I'm not anti-intellectual. Well, value intellectual. I love intellectualism. I hate snobbery.
Well,
they are not exclusive. You have to, because you can truly, truly be intellectual and a wonderful human being without being.
I like when somebody either listens to this show. Well, actually, it doesn't happen that much. So. This is what's wild. When I meet people within the podcast village world, like corporate executives, and then after the fact, they'll come and say, I listen to TMOS or Big O and Nukes or both. But they'll give me that wink because they can't tell their colleagues that they know.
Yeah, like it's a dirty secret.
Because no one knows that Hot Talk Radio is not the same Hot Talk Radio from 30 years ago.
Right.
Our Hot Talk Radio is more like, just a talk show. We don't have women sitting on Sibians or girls in bikinis here. That's not
And if I can be, look, I made money during the hot talk.
Yeah,
day. I'm not going to disavow it.
I'm sorry I missed it.
But to be honest with you, it was not, and I'm sure it was better for—
Both the bikinis and the money.
Well, yeah, I mean, a guy in their 20s and 30s, fine back then. It was okay, and it works for a lot of
and
people.
And guys that were 40 that pretended they were 20.
Hi, Aunt. Hi, O.
Hey, Mike, what does your timer
Opie?
Say?
How are you, right Opie?
What does your timer say? My timer got jumbled.
Damn. It says 13, 13.
I got a timer, 14:19.
Okay, perfect.
So
thank you.
Here it is. I think that back in the day, that was fine. But there were things back in the day I was not comfortable with that I didn't like doing. I knew they were kind of ratings grabbers, but I'll stand by strip trivia for till the day I die.
Yeah, that was fun. That was home
spun. The Monica Lewinsky game made me want to puke.
What was that game? Like, oh, I didn't know that game.
Maybe it involved a cigar and women down there.
Oh, you can do that.
Mm. Couldn't do it today.
Jeez.
No. It was horrible. I'm embarrassed by it. Remember, Rob, we did that in front of 10,500 people at the Sacramento Valley Amphitheater?
We did.
That was a proud moment, wasn't it?
Sure was. You know? Sure was. I always thought one of the high points was the making love to a pumpkin promotion.
Yeah, that's another one that I would throw away. It was just, I never liked, look, I don't mind pulling back the curtain and telling you what really bothered
well,
me
I just hate
back
Halloween.
In the day. I hated anything eating.
Yes.
When there was anything where people had to ingest it.
And you love
food. DJs stunt. Well, I love, no, if it was eating to me, I'm talking about eating contests.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
If it was eating for pleasure, like a chef would come in, that would have been more my my speed. But during my 20s and 30s, I was also, I didn't want to do anything boring. I didn't want to do anything dull. I still.
Nobody does, no.
I still socialize with people. People that I gravitate to are always kind of the splashy, flashy, loud people. They intrigue me.
Boom-bastic.
Boring people. I love people who are accomplished with like pilots, surgeons, mm-hmm. doctors, mm-hmm. scientists,
Shaggy.
Professors, people that I love. It's fascinating to me. Political people. I love doing that. But I also love people that are kind of goofy and funny and, you know, make jokes and are loud and stuff like that. And it's a flaw. It is a personality flaw. Socially, during my lifetime, I have gravitated towards people who are kind of like, the funnest guy in the room.
In that same breath, Mike, if you don't mind, I don't want to make it about me. And I hope that Rob's looking for Shaggy, Mr. Bombastic on his machine.
I thought you were talking about Shaggy from Scooby-Doo.
No. The track.
I know.
I gravitate to psychological abusers. And that's how I found myself.
Hi, Todd.
and Mike. And where.
They, and Mike. Hey. Oh, that hurts. Oh, that really hurts. Oh, that was so painful. I'm going to think about that. I'm laughing now. I'm literally going to think about that all day. I will think about that all day. But it's all right.
Hey, but Mike, it works. We work. There's fun Mike, there's angry Mike, and there's funner Mike.
Yes.
That's all there is.
Psychological abusers. I burn hot. I've always burned hot. I can't help myself, you know?
It's true.
I really can't help myself. There's not. But by the way, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. He's brilliant. I know that already. He's so verbal. You've heard him on the show. Mm-hmm. But you don't hear him the way I hear him. When he really starts saying things, because everything he has seen has gone into that little sponge.
Oh,
and
sure.
He, you know, his vocabulary. I don't know what a normal 6-year-old's vocabulary is, but he will say stuff to me that stops me in my tracks. I'm like, oh, he's real smart. But he also has the, if he's not satisfied and happy, oh, are you going to hear about it? Mm. And by the way, when I'm trying to discipline him, we'll do this. We'll do a little playlet with Rob.
Okay.
Right? And Mike, here's the if you want to know what a normal 6-year-old's vocabulary is like, you really are familiar with it because you deal with it every day with me and Oscar.
Yeah.
So as long as he's keeping up with us, he's fine.
His diction's perfect.
Today we're going to turn off Minecraft. And so he doesn't want to turn off Minecraft. So the tears begin to come. And I am trying to explain to him that every time he is unhappy, we can't have the whining and tears because it's just not acceptable behavior. It's a form of acting out. You don't do that. Every time something has to be done or you have to go to your room or we have to go on a walk or you're doing that and we take you away from what you're doing that you don't have to, you can't pitch a fit about it. You can't do it. So this is the way at 6, when I'm trying to tell him that, and Rob, I invite you to tell a 6-year-old, how you would not, that you don't want him to whine every time something's disappointing. And I will show you what his reaction is. And imagine that I am Michael William O'Mara standing in front of you, Rob Spiewak, and you're telling me that you can't, I can't get upset every time that,
Okay, you know, buddy, we need to really realize the fact that there are going to be times
when
there are times when we just have to do things we don't want to do.
Dad, can I talk? Can I talk now? I just wanted to build my wooden house. I wanted
son. There are times we have rules in place to make. And where does he get this?
Can I play role play?
Yeah, go ahead. Okay. Yeah. Sure. Who are you
going to
be?
I know I'm going to be you.
T.O. Oscar?
Yeah, T.O. Oscar.
Okay.
All right. Look, Michael, you are an amazing kid. I think you're one of the smartest kids around here, but we got to pause it. We got to stop and back off of the Minecraft. You have to do things outside. Yes, little Michael.
But ask her. But
No. Unless you pay the bills in here, you don't make the rules.
Yeah, pay the bills. He doesn't get it.
There's one other thing you could do. You could distract him. You could say, if you want to stop playing Minecraft, it might be a great time to dance and shout.
Or you can play Happy Talk.
Yeah, that's true.
Happy Talk. Or you can do what my mom did is, this is an expensive proposition, Mike. But if you don't listen, you literally cut the cord to the power.
Yep.
You unplug it and then cut the cord to the power. Now, they don't realize you can buy another power block for roughly 50, 70 bucks. But you cut it after you unplug it to show them that it's over when it's over.
Or cut it while it's plugged in and take your chances.
I understand. Well, you know what? I love him to death. He's wonderful. And the wonderful part is 95% of the time. 5%.
Sure. Oh, he kills the show. Time. I would say 100% of the time.
Yeah. But it's fun. It's fun. I like that. But sometimes
I remember that age, Mike. It was a little younger than that. But, you know, we're so in love with Robert. One day, he's a great kid. And the next day, he's taking his car seat and throwing it at his mother in the car on the Beltway. So, you know, they all have two sides of their personality.
Mm. Well, we overpaid for a plastic toy, the likes of which I have never overpaid for. We paid like $40 for this toy, and it was this ridiculous amount for shipping. And because of that, this toy we didn't want to buy for him because we just said, no, that is too expensive. And then he just would not let it go. And so it became a quest. And that's where we have introduced it's a payback. When this toy arrives, because we caved, he now is going to be paying it back and paying it back through chores. The number one chore is walking the dog in the evening and getting the poop in the bag.
Oh,
he knows how
that's
to do
excellent.
That. We can send him out. So, but then I said, and then Carla looks over at me because he's six, and she says, "And what's another chore he could do, Daddy?" And I went, "Well, he."
What could you get off your list?
What can a six-year-old do?
Mike, he can make a bed. He can make a bed.
He makes his bed every morning.
No, he can make your bed.
Oh, he can make our bed.
Oh, you don't know the story? Oh, the Ceballos/Santana family.
Ooh.
Oh, first thing you got up in the morning is you made your parents' bed, and then you made your own bed.
Wow, were they still in the bed?
I love it.
No.
Okay.
No, but
just
if they came home and their bed wasn't made and our beds weren't made, it was, and that happened few and far between, it was Armageddon.
Did you do it yourself or did you have somebody help you?
No, I would do it myself when my brother and sister were at like school in the summers.
Okay.
And then with my brother and sister, we would team up and just do it sometimes. Yeah.
And also, Mike, you know what? Another great six-year-old chore, and I remember this from when I was six, is collect the trash in every trash can in the house.
Yeah.
Like hit your powder rooms and stuff like that. Just make sure those are empty.
And put another bag in there. Don't leave it without a bag.
Yeah. Trash duty every day.
This has been extremely helpful.
The bed is amazing, though. Like you see those little hands, like, and you come in, you're like, these are hospital quarters. This is good try this time. We'll work on it this time.
Yeah. Bounce a quarter. Bounce a quarter, son.
That's it. I'm happy now. Mm-hmm. And of course, it's an Irish household. So mix the drinks. There you go.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Hi, I'm Alex Trebell. Welcome to HiQ, the game of academic achievement. Now let's start the game. The first question worth 20 points, and the subject is authors. Margaret Meehan, Parkdale.
Henry Miller.
I'm sorry, Margaret. Let me please finish the question first, all right? What famous... Margaret Meehan, Parkdale.
Victor Hugo.
No, I'm sorry, Margaret. If you just let me finish the question first. What famous humorist... Margaret Meehan, Parkdale.
Jerry Lewis.
Margaret, I'll have to ask you to please let me finish the question before answering, because that answer was extremely wrong. The question is, I want the name of the famous humorist who wrote The Adventures of Huckleberry St. Anthony's.
Finn.
Excuse me?
Finn. Huckleberry Finn.
You see, Leonard, the problem is that's also part of the question. The question is, what is the name of the famous humorist and author who wrote The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn and Parkdale?
Truman Capote?
No. Please let me... And would the audience please refrain from commenting during the program? It's very, very distracting. Not Truman Capote. I want the name of the famous author and humorist who wrote The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn and went by the name of Mark Twain. Kathy Mifsud, St. Anthony's.
Samuel L. Clarke.
Oh, I'm sorry. The answer was Samuel L. Clemens.
That's what I said.
No, Kathy, you said Samuel L. Clarke. The answer, Clemens.
Well, that's what I meant.
Well, you didn't say that!
Yeah, yes, she did. What, are you deaf or something?
You did not give the correct answer.
Yes, I did.
That was not the correct... All right, that's it. Show's over. Get out. Everybody out. No winners. No winners. Certainly no scholarships.
This is Wade Byard, the public information officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
Oh, man. You know what? Every now and then Rob throws one on here. Oh, God, do I love this song. Crank it up, Rob. One. Let everybody enjoy this on the Mike O'Mara Show. We're going to get in trouble? We're going to get in trouble if we play this?
For more than roughly 45 seconds.
All right, thank you. Turn it down now. Thank you. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. From Big Sandy, Montana, Otarashi, Japan, Covington, Kentucky, Seydisfjörður, Iceland, Port Colborne, Ontario, Canada, and Garfield, Washington. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. This portion of our program today brought to you by Lightstream. Not surprising if you have two or three high-interest credit cards in your wallet right now. And if you go and do a deep dive on those credit cards, my friends, and you look at the interest rate, your jaw is going to hit the floor in many cases. Why not pay them off with a credit card consolidation loan from my friends at Lightstream and do it and help yourself out, because it really makes a difference. It's astonishing how much money Americans pay to big companies that you know, you're never even aware of it. You just look at your bill and you kind of, like every drone, you pay it off and you get it done. Lightstream can help you consolidate, pay a lower rate, and save you money. They believe that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver at Lightstream. You can quickly roll balances from multiple credit cards into one single monthly loan payment with a low fixed interest rate. Lightstream's credit card consolidation loans have rates from just 5.95% APR with auto pay, and there are absolutely no fees. I looked at one of my credit cards was 22% at one point.
And that's high,
so,
right?
Do the math. Really, Lightstream's fantastic. Apply today to get special interest rate discounts and save even more. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/TMOS. That's LightStream.com/TMOS. Here we go.
Okay.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/TMOS for more information.
Yes!
Thank you!
Nice!
Thank you! Thank you! Thank you! Disclaimer is done. So thank you for the tips on parenting. Is anyone, I throw this general question out to everybody.
Okay.
Is anyone feeling a little more optimistic? And let me qualify that before you answer by saying, or is it we're just impatient? I give this to Oscar first, since he's the city dweller among us. I feel some weird sense of, we don't want to jump the gun, but I have a sense, I can't control it. I have a sense of feeling more optimistic, and I feel like I may be letting my guard down a little bit. What do you feel about
this right now? I agree. Well, look. If you're on the front lines of this and you're a healthcare worker or a caregiver, I think you still are where you were 2 weeks ago because you're dealing with it. For me, as a and you and Rob and for I think the majority of our listening audience, I do. I agree with you. I agree that there are action plans being put in place that within definitely within the month of May that we're gonna go out and about with masks. And go to work with masks. There'll be different places where you're gonna your traditional, let's say you're stacked in this like open office environment that still will work, but you're gonna be a little further away from each other just for I guess best practice.
Rob, you're basically optimistic by nature. Do you feel? Are you feeling a little more chill out in Leesburg?
I will say perhaps cautiously optimistic. I think that I am guarded in that everyone is trying to find silver linings right now. I think we're kind of in that stage. Everyone is so frustrated and tired of being at home that they're searching for silver linings. Like when they had, when they talk about, in New York, the curve is starting to flatten or has flattened and that's good.
But hundreds of people are still dying a day.
Exactly. Yes. And you know what? People are so, the thing that struck me and made me sort of glum last night, because I started thinking about it, is that people are very, very excited that there are new guidelines that are going to go into effect shortly that are going to allow us to be less inconvenienced. And they're focusing on that and not the people that are suffering and not the people that are still on the front lines and not the places that are still going to crest. And there are a lot of people that are still going to die. And we don't know that number yet. And God, I hope it's less than they project. But, you know, really, when you get that kind of optimism going, know that you're being a little bit selfish, and I'm guilty of it too. But, you know, it's just remember, this is not about being able to get out and go and do something. This is about saving lives, and we have to be very, very careful. That's why I'm cautiously optimistic. I want it to be better for everybody, but not at the expense of making it worse for everybody.
Well, look, I think that's fair. And, Mike, if you don't mind me tipping in right now.
Go ahead.
I think there's a difference between having, and we should be very clear about this.
Okay.
There's a difference between understanding that there's always going to be, until we have treatments, we have mass testing, we have, there's always going to be a sacrifice made on the healthcare side because that's just the facts.
Right.
So the idea that some of these peaks and countermeasures are now, the peaks are flat, I mean, the curves are flattening and the countermeasures are being put in place to hopefully stifle any other curves moving in the wrong direction, right? Any rise in the wrong direction, that those countermeasures that are being in place and we're being a little more, oh, if I have to go out, like in DC right now, you have to wear a mask if you go into any public place,
right?
Like a grocery store or anything, that's a mandate. If everybody starts getting comfortable with that and I'm walking the streets of the district and everybody has a mask on, I'm going to feel better.
All right, let me give you what I'm living with down here. We decided last night that they have, you'll laugh at me, but I have to share it. They have at the box store a social distancing early opening for 60 and above. And I'm like, what the hell?
Take advantage.
What the hell? If there are less people, I will go out. The cupboard was bare. And I said, you know what? As opposed to this almost, you know, every week, local grocery store thing.
Right.
Why not stock up so we don't have to do it? So I said to my wife, I said, look, we've got masks. We have gloves. Yeah. I will head out. And the reason I bring this up
is because
of course, we're not going to take the family in there. And there were lots of masks. There were some that were not wearing masks. Which pissed
were
me
they
off.
Most, how did you think? Did you see a lot of like homemade masks? Did you see kerchiefs? Did you see bandanas?
Saw everything. I saw everything. I've ordered I think it's called neoprene, which is a kind of a specialty. Where'd you get all those?
A wonderful listener sent them over for the big broadcaster faces.
Look at that.
David Slott.
Oh, look at Rob's. Look at Rob. That's one. Oh, you got the one that your relative made. That's cool.
The whole family has one.
Yeah,
made for each member. Yeah.
So there's people are doing everything they can to help, right?
Yeah.
I felt there were moments that I felt out today where I felt proud of our country. I felt proud that we're innovative, we're creative.
I love
that.
We figure out,
and really, it was directed at the people at
Costco with the plexiglass that had been put up, with the protocols that have been put in place.
Yeah.
With all that, that made me feel good.
It wasn't there a week ago. Was not there a week ago.
The reason I bring this up is, and I think that I'm still the guy that, because Carla has her esthetician pink gloves,
right,
you feel a little odd with that, but I have the mask on, and I'm wearing the mask the whole time I'm in there, and there were people with masks. And the primary sustenance that we were getting here was meat. We needed to get meat. I wanted to have, I'm doing the keto, and the cupboard was bare. And it was
time.
Well,
you got to feed the tigers, right?
Ribeye?
Well, you got to feed the tigers. And, you know, bulk buying is key because you don't have to go out as often.
Exactly. What are you
getting?
Is there any place better bulk buy? And here's my question to you. I didn't do it, but I wanted to do it because there was a couple. An older couple. First of all, you don't need a couple in there. You're better off flattening the curve if you're one, you send one person in.
You cut the chance by half.
This is not rocket science to me. I'm not criticizing. Everybody does their own thing. I get it. But there's a couple in there, and they're at the meat section. And what they're doing is what everybody does at the meat section at Costco. It's a theatrical presentation. They're looking at it like they're watching a movie.
Sure.
And then, with their masks on, the hands began to go out, and they began to touch.
With gloves?
Of course.
Or no gloves?
Without gloves. Mm. And I said to myself, what the f*** is your 70-year-old malfunction where you can't, are you capable of reading a news story where you have 6 feet distance signs all over this store and you are leaning over the meat because it's your habit and you're pawing at the meat.
Yeah.
It's like, what? I didn't because I knew that it would just not be worth it to do that. But would I have been out of line and go, excuse me, please don't touch the meat? Would I have been within my rights to do that?
You're on the borderline sexual harassment because...
certainly don't say that if you're in the bread section.
No, you wouldn't be...
It was the only moment that I said, you know, come on, let's all do our little...
This is what's crazy. I feel like even if you didn't have gloves and you can't find them, which you can, by the way...
Right. Yeah, but it's hard. I don't expect everybody to wear it. It's hard to find. Carla had them because she did
mittens.
That work.
Bring out your winter gloves. Do whatever you can.
Yeah you're right. I mean,
and
I,
you know
I
what?
Get
at
that
the
point.
Very basic, at the very basic level, I know the Costco system in the meat section. They actually have plastic bags to put your meat in. You know, so it doesn't drip in your cart.
Do. Yep.
Grab one of those and use that to pick up the item you want.
And
at the
least, maybe to have. They've got keepers everywhere, kind of telling people what to do. I think it's a work in progress that we're all dealing with right now. We're going to have a new normal. But then, you know, my frustration with that moment was really replaced by a sense of optimism that, you know, this is okay. We're going to get through this. And if this is a new normal where we, you know, have to put on masks when we're going out in public and we're going to be shoulder to shoulder and maybe, God willing, we're able to open restaurants, but we'll have a different way of doing it. Your server's probably going to have a mask on.
I can't wait to see Jimmy with a mask on.
I think that's fine, but I think we are getting and by the way, we're getting it. The reason the number is not 60,000 on its way up to 100,000 is because I think most Americans have paid attention.
Yeah.
And I think, your optimism, I think, is also based in the fact, one thing that I do see and that I love is I feel less panicked as a people. If you were to go back 3 weeks, there was a certain sense of
absolutely
panic.
Less
and
panic.
Now we have embraced.
Maybe that's
what
why
is
I'm
now,
feeling cautiously
and we're doing
optimistic.
Yeah,
today.
And I think that that's good because
from that
you know,
experience feeling optimistic.
Yeah, I think that helps because we are now 3 weeks smarter about how to deal with this, and God knows we're going to be even better in 3 more weeks.
And the other thing I would say, and I think you've heard retail people say this, I would say this to shoppers. Be prepared. Go in there, get your stuff, and get out. Yeah. I have basically stocked my family, and I'm very proud of what I did. I hate to say grocery shopping, you should be proud, but I'm happy that I was able to get through Carla's list that she had for me and zoom through there and get it. And that included booze, too. And you know, the people that are on the other side of the counter don't want you hanging out in their store.
No.
Especially
get
the old man.
Get out.
Yes.
Especially the old man that was. No. Was poaching, was just poking around. He was waiting in line, and then I watched him doing the whole store thing. I hardly paid attention to him. It was Irish whiskey and gin. out of there. And if anybody knows the review on the gin, I'd love a review on it. All right,
Mike, it's is it Kirkland gin?
Yes, it's Kirkland gin.
Just quickly. Absolutely.
And someday, Rob, we will get them as a sponsor.
Yes.
Someday we will get them as a sponsor.
Please.
Because we need to. Absolutely.
For those of you at home, like just itching to get back to work, or maybe just making sure that you have an opportunity to come back to work, this is the time to say, to call your, direct supervisor and say, when you need me, I can come in. Because then you can get
you
away.
So?
Oh, 100%. Because like, if I'm in their shoes, I want to know who's ready to come in and who's not.
Make sure your ringer is turned off, Oscar, because I know Pony is going to be calling you in about 5 seconds.
Mr. Bloom, Ms. Mazziello, I believe you just got a message. I believe you just got a message. Absolutely. Thank you very much. That was a direct message from your direct supervisor, Mr. Bloom and Ms. Mazziello.
Yeah, he's nudging. I like that. That's what I like. Yeah, see? See, I know I psychologically abuse him, but I love him when he does that. We're going to take a break, and we will come back with more fun, just a little more on the COVID and the great protesters of Michigan when we come back.
Smart
right
people, Mike.
On the Mike O'Meara Show.
Hi there. This is Mike's favorite promo voice, and I wanted to get serious for a minute and talk to you about loneliness.
Whoa, easy there, Robert. Take it easy and rest that voice. I got this one. Hi there. I'm here to talk about laughter, and the best way to get it is through the TMOS bonus show. You'll never be lonely with the comedy stylings of Mike, Rob, and Oscar, giving you an extra hour of comedy power each week. It's the answer to any of life's problems, so do the clickety-click and take that digital trip to MikeO'MaraShow.com. Click that red bonus show banner and get laughing today. Thank ye.
I thought we were going to have Robert pop in there again, you know? There you go, this guy. How are you, Robert Wood?
Hi, Mike.
We're friends now. I know him well. He's not that guy anymore. I know exactly who he is.
Cool. He's always going to be that guy, Mike.
Cool dude. Large mouth. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Stamps.com. For all our sakes, we need to avoid crowds in any way we can. But what if you need postage to send out letters and packages? I use this service. You should too. It's stamps.com. It's here, stamps.com. Have no fear. Anything you can do at the post office, do it stamps.com. Print your postage on demand, skip those crowds at the post office, and now you can ship UPS packages right from stamps.com. Ship UPS through stamps.com and get special discounts, avoid certain surcharges, and no volume commitments. Stamps.com lets you save time by printing both UPS and USPS labels and tracking all your shipments in one place. Stamps.com is a no-brainer, especially now, saving you time and money and keeping you safe in these crazy times. So add UPS shipping to your stamps.com account today. Right now, our listeners get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale without any long-term commitment. Just go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in TMOS for USPS or UPS. It's stamps.com, promo code TMOS. Stay safe, my friend.
Yes.
Do it.
There we go.
There you go.
No worries.
That means I bring those up when I'm drinking a Diet Coke. Hey, one other thing about going to your local store. Please do this. I did it with 10, maybe 11 people.
10
parakeets. I told them thank you. I said, thanks for doing what you're doing. And
that's awesome.
I got thank yous from everybody. And then the very last person said, hey, can I tell you something? That doesn't happen that often. I really appreciate you saying that. I floated out of the store after I heard that. It was really cool that it did mean something to the guy that I said it to. But I mean it. They are people. People working in grocery stores right now are exposed to this every minute of their workday.
Also,
and they're going in there. And I think they are to be thanked for keeping the supply chains open for people so we can live our lives.
May I add, yes, I do want Maddie and Pony, when appropriate, within the next 2 weeks to come back to work. But sidebar, I would say that if you're not autoimmune compromised, or if you don't have any like underlying health issues, like that's the people we're talking about. But or if you're not caring for an elderly family member, you stay at home. You know, until there's no need to take those extraordinary risks. But for those of you that feel like you can take the proper precautions, and we slowly open this valve up, I think it's important to even just for like your psychological morale, right?
I agree.
To just get there, get ready.
I think so, and I agree with you. But at the same time, not now. Not right now. I think
no,
we do it.
No, there will be a time. And I know Pony can't come in, Mike, because he was in Lansing, Michigan yesterday.
He was protesting from the pages of the Washington Post for...
From the pages of the Washington Post, I will read to you today.
For miles, thousands of drivers clogged the streets to demand Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer ease restrictions and allow them to go back to work. They drowned downtown Lansing, Michigan in a cacophony of honking. They blared patriotic songs from car radios, waving all sorts of flags from the windows. President Trump flags, American flags, and the occasional Confederate flag.
Well, you know, the Michigan were, was a hub in the Civil War. Mike, I actually have some audio from Lansing yesterday that will illustrate your point. And this is what was going on in the Capitol yesterday.
Operation Gridlock in Lansing. You can see the people here lined up as far as you can see on the highway, all trying to get to the Capitol for this big protest. There are so many cars, trucks, people have boats. But look at this. Look at this. They're waving here. But look at how backed up the traffic is.
A quick comment on responsible journalism. When people are doing that, something that is so, so overly stupid, throw the reporter out that's going to laugh and cheer about it.
Yeah.
That's how you do it.
And by the way, there were multiple reporters that were covering the story that way. Listen to me. The idea that this governor is doing something that they need. They were chanting, lock her up. For doing her best
trying
simply
to
try
lives.
To
guilty of being proactive, Mike.
Hot spot.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, you can look at Detroit's been one of the hot spots, and it's overly political, and it's weak minds. It's weak minds that buy into the crap. It's not right.
This is the time that if we were in Michigan and on the radio or even the show right now, and we've got Mike McIntosh, who's let's say he's healthy as a horse. He's not. And we had like a danger boy.
Does he have the COVID?
I know. He's finally. So just quick. I'll get to that in 2 seconds. If Mike was our danger boy or our teacup Tim.
Tim.
Please do me a really big favor. Yeah. When you refer to Mike McIntosh.
Yes.
Identify him as Mac on this show. When you say Mike and you're telling a story about him, it makes my blood
Mac.
Thin.
We would send him out to that protest and with a big sign with our show name at the bottom that says honk if you're horny. And then that would actually work out best for everybody because we would benefit out of that. That would be funny to be on TV.
Yeah, and you'd end up on Channel 5.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
Right.
So,
probably not 7.
So 2 is... So Mac is chronicled, as long as we've known him, lived off the teat of his parents and who are elderly now. And for some time, I've been telling Mac, hey, you've been working at Micro Center. God bless you. Maybe think of some other options to live with your brother, live somewhere else instead of going back to the house in the basement of the home where your elderly parents live.
My guess is that the Micro Center staff is not big on hand washing.
Oh no, they've got their ass together because I saw him.
Do they have their protocols?
Oh my
place?
God,
that's good.
They let like 50 people into the store at one time, and that you have to sign up at the beginning, gloves, mask, everything.
Okay,
yeah.
But there Mac. Fidgeting around with those machines, building that in the back, right?
Yeah, and how many times has touched that face?
I mean, he's a carrier.
Right.
So
he's been a carrier for 3 years.
Yeah.
He finally made this big announcement that he was quarantining himself because I think somebody at Micro Center finally realized that he's going back to the elderly home at his house with his parents. They're like, oh, I didn't know. You're 40. I didn't know you lived at home still. And then they said,
40.
Look, there's leave involved. In this, we'll give you leave because you live with your parents.
Right.
And you can go home until we get a new protocol in place because it's
keep
not worth
it. Yeah. Keep them in the basement. All mom has to worry about then is occasionally from downstairs she hears,
Mom, leave the Apple Jacks at the top of the stairs.
No, you don't know that family, Mike. What happens is that twice a day she throws a banana bread down the stairs.
It's all he's living on. It's all he's living on right now. But these people, it's just, why are you getting, I understand people want to get the economy started and there are people that are hurting.
Right.
There are people that are hurting. We're hurting.
Yeah.
We need to get back and everybody's got it back. We want to get our full flight of advertisers. Mm-hmm. We want to get everybody back as soon as possible. But when you're talking about, a stay-at-home order. It is a stay-at-home order and wearing masks and doing protective things to keep people, as Oscar said, alive.
Alive.
And I hate the weak-minded. And it's politicized. Don't politicize this, please. Politicize, you know, hating your candidate you want to hate.
Yeah.
Politicize talking about how you hate Congress. Don't politicize the idea of, you know, a governor who's just doing what they're supposed to do.
Right.
And it's proven. It's statistically proven. These are facts. Come on.
We've gotten to a point where this is the knee-jerk reaction of a certain segment of our population.
Yeah.
Is to politicize it. It's easy. It's an easy way to form an opinion.
Easy.
Because
absolutely.
It's been handed to you. And that's
the attitude is this. The attitude is you are less courageous if you go out and ignore public health concerns. Mm-hmm. That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
That's what I get from
Don't
seeing the guys with the AK-47s strapped on their shoulders. You know, I mean, it's ridiculous.
If anything, for your vanity, at least, you don't want to look like the dummy.
I don't know. I'm going to bring my boat up to the state capitol and sit in traffic. You about the governor and whatnot. Duh.
Why would you want to tow your boat? It's so, I can't wait to get back on the water.
Well, they were probably on Lake Michigan. I mean, they have a great lake up there.
I know, a great lake. The idea that you're in dire straits, you want the economy to open up, but you're towing a boat that's going to take up more fuel makes no effing sense.
Well, the governor responded
to these protesters saying she was disappointed and also saying the protesters might have just made the situation worse in a state already dealing with more than 28,000 confirmed cases of coronavirus. The third worst in the nation. This is not an area where a stay-at-home order is inappropriate. What is... God, I don't know what happened to our country with people not banding together and realize for the common good, you have to make sacrifices.
Brutal.
Of course it's a sacrifice. Brutal. Don't let these people get to you. And, she called the protest... it was called Operation Gridlock.
Right.
And she said... she was worried that it might endanger people's lives. We know that this demonstration is going to come at a cost to people's health, she said. We know that when people gather that way without masks, that's how COVID-19 spreads. And so the sad irony here is that the protest was that they don't like being in this stay-at-home order, and they may have just created a need to lengthen it, which is something we are trying to avoid at all costs.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
That's a fact. That's not refutable. I'm tired of always having to say, there's your point of view and my point. No, that's a fact.
Right.
That's how COVID-19 spreads. Your close proximity to somebody who may have the virus. That's it. So stop
being
stupid.
But you have to be really smart, Mike, to see that result of a big gathering. Who knew that would happen?
And it's stand up and my freedom and all that.
Right.
Your freedom is to the freedom to pursuit of happiness.
Yes.
Yeah.
Happiness is being able to be safe and not have your mother die. You stupid bastards. I really hope people get it. And nobody wants it to be back to normal more than we all do. We all do. I'm not going to say no more than me because there are plenty of people who want it to be. You know who wants to be back to normal? The Oscar's brother and his sister-in-law.
An hour long FaceTime with my brother yesterday, and he said like he was working the critical, the ICU, and he said it's
front lines.
Yeah,
people,
you're literally right taking an iPad in. And you're watching people say goodbye to people.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Now,
it's craziness.
The curve is flattening in Boston for what we see currently, from what he's telling me, but not fast enough and not fast enough
where you want to all jump back in
not
already
fast enough
and start
where you're not taking iPads in and saying,
right.
Yeah.
Like this is, and by the way, when you're in a breathalyzer, it's the person on the other line saying the goodbyes. And hoping that the person...
You mean a ventilator?
A ventilator.
Well, Mike, it depends if they've been drinking or not.
Depending if they've been drinking.
Let me take this opportunity, since Oscar mentioned that, we'll be doing the Mike O'Mara Show cocktail party at 4 p.m. tomorrow.
Yes,
not with ventilators. Bring your breathalyzers.
Please.
Thank you.
But he's safe. He's doing okay. And
he's doing good. If his spirits are as high as they possibly can be, you got to deal with... Your job is to go in and deal with that every day.
Mm-hmm.
We got nothing to complain about here.
That's good. And God bless Jose and all the first responders and all the people on the front lines, grocery store people, the medical people, people that have to go to work every day to keep
delivery
you
drivers.
Getting a delivery driver. Say thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We'll be right back. And Rob wants to talk about Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Great moment last night. I want to talk
about
We're
going to do that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
In the latter years of the 2000s, a crack team of disc jockeys was thrown off the air, innocent victims of a format flip. These men escaped to the darkest reaches of the internet. Still wanted by their fans, they survive as podcasters. If you need laughter and no one else can help, and you have a smartphone, maybe you can download The Mike O'Mara Show.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program. It's The Mike O'Mara Show. www.mikeomarashow.com.
Welcome back to The Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Ring. We're all at home more than usual these days, but it's still hard to keep a close eye on things. More deliveries mean more boxes left unattended and more opportunities for packages to go missing. Villainy. Luckily, with Ring, you can keep your home safe no matter where you are, from video doorbells and security cameras to smart security lighting and alarm systems. Ring has everything you need to make sure your family and belongings are safe and secure anytime, anywhere. The all-new Ring Video Doorbell 3 is upgraded with additional security features. It works on any home with HD video and two-way talk. Who's that comedian that his brother actually shot an intruder, a home invasion intruder?
I didn't see that. Oh, I didn't see that.
It was captured on video. I'm pretty sure that was a Ring camera. The Ring Video Doorbell 3 is awesome. I have the floodlight cam. The Ring floodlight cam makes me keep track of my house up in Maine. Get a special offer on the Ring Welcome Kit when you go to ring.com/TMOS. The Welcome Kit has the Ring Video Doorbell 3 and Chime Pro. It's all you need to start building a custom security ring for your home today. Just go to ring.com/TMOS. That's ring.com/TMOS. Yeah, there was a, you're seeing a lot of these security videos.
Oh, yeah. Because
these guys actually walk up to the camera and say, hey, they've got a camera. And then they still go in when the door, and you hear all this commotion. And then a guy comes running out. And apparently it was a home invasion with a weapon. And this guy had a gun on Sebastian Maniscalco.
Maniscalco.
Oh, he's Maniscalco. A great guy.
I know that. Jesus.
Had a gun on his brother's wife. And his brother went, retrieved his own weapon, shot him. And,
okay, wait. So the intruder...
Two intruders
went into whose home?
The Sebastian's brother? Sebastian Maniscalco.
Maniscalco, yes.
Mm-hmm. Maniscalco.
He's a funny comedian. Ooh,
he's
nice
not
boy.
Funny.
I like him a lot.
No! Oh, you've laughed at his stuff on Show Opens a lot of times.
Yeah.
I have?
Yeah, you have. You have.
He's the one that did the
maybe
recently...
Maybe when I watch him, I see the
he's too pretty. He's too pretty.
He is very pretty.
Too pretty for a comedian. But anyway, yeah, and those video cams are showing people, you know,
that's how I know my delivery's here.
Yeah.
They call me and I'm like, oh, yeah, I see. You just dropped it off on the Ring. Thank you.
It works. It's fantastic. Yeah. All right. Rob Spiewak was watching some TV last night, and I thought you were swearing off to Jimmy Kimmel, who wants to be a millionaire.
The first episode, and I don't like Will Forte. So the first episode wasn't very good. But Julia said something to me really cute last night. She said, you know, Dad, I like quiz shows. And I said, first of all, it's funny that you're the only kid under the age of 40 that would call something a quiz show. You're so obviously my daughter, because the word quiz show is like from the 1950s. Mm-hmm. So I said, let's watch Millionaire. I'd TiVo'd it. And Will Forte was weak for the first part. And then they brought out comedian Nikki Glaser. Are you familiar with Nikki Glaser?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
She's great.
Very funny.
Very pretty.
And she's very edgy.
Very edgy and lovely to look at. And her celebrity guest, her smartest person she knows, was Dr. Drew. Who is also, you know, I know that you have some disagreements with him, but...
Well, no, I really don't. I mean, he's been on the show. He's a great guest on the show. Always.
But I like to watch him. So she comes in, and it's already started. It's funny. She has her charity she's playing for is a parrot sanctuary that she just Googled. And she said... He said, Jimmy Kimmel says, how did you choose this parrot sanctuary? She said, well, it was the one that when I Googled looked the most credible. So she's playing for a parrot sanctuary, and they go through
parrot
the first
sanctuary.
Question. I know. And the problem is,
fantastic. Yes. I'm watching if she says that. That's awesome.
The whole deal about parrot sanctuaries is people don't realize that parrots live to be like 80. Mm-hmm. So parrots always outlive their owners. Mm. And so, you know, they have to have their sanctuary. So she's playing for birds, and they're having fun with that. And I think they get to about the $32,000 question. I don't know the exact number, but it's a very key question, and I'm going to play it for you here. And something happened that I've never seen on the show before. Now, what is the one catchphrase that they always associate with Millionaire that sort of is part of the American lexicon is, that's my final answer, right? Yeah. That's what we associate with it. And that
final
also,
answer.
Yeah. So anyway, here's the setup, the question, and what happened last night. And when this happened, I was leaning forward in my chair, and Julia was leaning forward, because this was a pretty great television moment.
Which of these critically acclaimed films was made to look as if it takes place almost entirely in one continuous shot? 1917, The Two Popes, The Lighthouse, Judy.
Okay.
I know the answer.
I know that there was a battle scene that I watched a clip of that was done in one continuous shot. I just feel like we were pretty sure of
this. We're pretty sure of this.
Okay. Yeah. Lighthouse, final answer.
No.
Lighthouse, final answer. 1917, final answer. That's what I meant. 1917, final answer. No! No!
No! Unless it's right.
Why don't we take a break and we'll figure out what just happened?
Do they take
a
break?
No, you all know what I meant to do. Oh, no.
We're going to take a break and we'll sort this out when we return.
No.
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
All right. All right, can we discuss it?
Up. Yeah, please. She says, I'm going to throw up.
All right, now, right away. Playing for charity, correct?
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly.
Even if it's a parent sanctuary, I cut her the break. She knew the movie she was talking about. She just
mentioned
the run. But it was
just such a great moment. Because
it was great because
so
they
genuine.
Caught it on time. Yeah. I give it to her because she caught
What'd
it on
do?
Time.
What'd they do?
She had what did they do?
Well, they went to break, and it seemed to me a very lengthy commercial break. And when they came back, she literally had a tear coming down her face. And you know what?
How much was the money going to be? How much money was
I think it was going from 32 to 64. Mm-hmm. I think that was the $64,000 question. I could be wrong, but it was right at that dicey point when it starts to matter. And she's not an actress. She's a comedian. This felt so genuine to me. So here they're, this is when they're coming back from spots, and she's teared up.
Which of these?
I'm sorry, teared up.
I'm like going to cry.
Oh. Well, Nikki, I'm so sorry that
it's
happened.
Okay. This is a reminder to take things slow.
Yes,
think before you
that
speak.
Is a good reminder.
And that is what I have learned tonight. And that,
that is
what,
the positive.
Yes.
Now, with that said, we do have to go to the judges for a decision on this. What did
oh,
you,
really?
What were you hoping your final answer would
1917.
Be?
1917.
Okay.
Really?
Well, the final answer from the judges is that we are going to accept 1917.
Really?
Yeah.
That's Kimmel. That's Kimmel. Yeah. That's Kimmel factor right there. Of course they did the right thing.
I'm sorry I cried. I really didn't think you were going to give it to me. Thank you.
Can I tell you something? It's so great for us that you cried. It really is.
I love Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Kimmel is engaged in the moment always, you know?
And the thing about it is, and it just goes to show, and I've said it about Family Feud for years, the game show formats that work just work. And when you get the right ingredients into that formula, that show, once they got someone on the stand that I cared about, it's still a great show.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, I think you got some viewers today, and I'll be watching it after.
Yeah, I think it's available
on
demand.
Because they made that decision. That's awesome. I love that. That's fantastic. Way to go, Jimmy Kimmel. Way to go, Ms. Glazer. You did a great job with that. And now you can go back and do your stand up show and talk about who you want to bang. Anyway, that's it. We got to take a break, and we
probably
will come
Jimmy
back
Kimmel
with
now.
More fun news you may not need right here on The Mike O'Mara Show.
A few words about the mighty 1630 KCJJ. Not only is it the last of the great local radio stations, it's also the terrestrial flagship station of the Mike O'Mara Show and has been airing TMOS since 2008. It's the only station in the world where you can wake up to a crazy old man yelling about things and drive home with the dulcet tones of the Mike O'Mara Show. It's great music, great talk, great local sports, and the best auctions in the world. So remember, crazy old man all morning and the world's most beloved podcast to get you home. The mighty 1630 KCJJ and the Mike O'Mara Show. Treat your ears.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I read ahead.
Don't read ahead. No.
I'm not going to read everything you write for me all the time. Do you want me to do the George Carlin Wino News thing?
No, I just it was just a setup. Just a setup.
Wino News. Wino News. coronavirus update. Rob wrote this.
I wrote this.
All right, so this is for you, Oscar. Mm-hmm. Pay attention to the end of this paragraph. Governors across the nation are having difficulty finding agreement on when they should officially reopen their states. In the meantime, things that have remained open include grocery stores, banks, and Madonna's legs.
Oh. It's not appropriate.
We're just trying to have a little fun, folks.
The mayor of Los Angeles says it's very difficult to see large gatherings happening before 2021. Not affected? The Realm Network fan club. Were you drinking last night?
No.
Were you drinking last night?
No, I was not, actually.
Jesus.
Hey, you know what? It's not easy to write virus jokes. Come on. We're working on it.
Health leaders predict that social distancing will continue for the foreseeable future based on reliable tips from the wives of most podcasters. Yes, things are crazy. Thank God we still have the Mike O'Mara cocktail party tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern, a full episode, plus the TMOS bonus show, and anyone can watch the bonus video stream live. We're going to be here. Mm-hmm. We're going to be able to do this.
Mm-hmm. Like this.
Could even invite guests if we wanted to with this format. Can't wait. Maybe that'll happen.
By the way, it's Robert.
We'll get
Wood.
To you with the. We'll get you. Okay, maybe not. We'll get to you with the timeline for the following week because we want to take care of our West Coasters. Because I've heard you, and I will respond after the show. The bonus party goes behind the paywall, so don't miss your big chance. You can phone if you like 888-920-6673. By the way, while you're cooped up in your house, please keep in mind that there are nearly 500 commercial-free, uncensored bonus shows available at MikeO'MaraShow.com. It's good stuff, and now would be a great time to subscribe. Your passport to the
Asport.
TMOS bonus show. By the way, Madonna's knees spending less time together than Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston. God. Boom. Pop culture joke. Take that, Jimmy Fallon. There you go. Hey, just trying to have a little fun, folks.
Oscar, I know you don't want people to see you laugh, but don't touch your face.
I would say. Your pants.
There you go.
Our
news.
Pants
news. Savvy Moncon. People have been speculating that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
I love this guy because he's smart.
Was doing a special favor to the WWE by deeming it an essential business. After all, he's a Trump supporter, and Linda McMahon, wife of WWE boss Vince McMahon, was Trump's first head of the Small Business Administration.
I forgot that.
Trump and the McMahons have been doing business for years. Heck, Donald even got to beat Vince down and shave his head at WrestleMania 23 in 2007.
That's our president.
And then there's this. Shortly before DeSantis made the WWE an essential business, a political action committee run by Linda McMahon pledged to spend $18.5 million in Florida.
That's a PAC, brother. Ooh, yeah.
By the way, political action committees are not spending money on improving the sidewalk, okay? Political action committees buy advertising for candidates. Thank you. DeSantis was asked about this yesterday, and he denied playing favorites. He said, quote, "I think if there's content that can be created, I think that's a good thing."
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Governor. My governor.
No
That's
spine.
My governor, everybody. Thank you very much. Amazon.
Hey, man.
Listen.
Hey, listen. Amazon. Have you gotten anything on the Amazon? It's real good, man. Jeff
Point
Bezos.
And click.
Jeff Bezos coughed up $36 billion in his divorce settlement last spring. Going into the deal, he was worth about $149 billion.
Wow.
So his fortune dropped to around $113 billion. Poor guy. Give or take a billion or two. So how's Jeff holding up these days? Well, he's already made a majority of that money back. According to the latest Bloomberg Billionaire Index, Jeff's total net worth is $140 million right now, which is up $24.9 billion in just the first few months of 2020 alone. Of course, Jeff's 2020 has not been as rough as it's been for the rest of us, at least professionally. The economy is in a free fall, but Amazon stock price through the roof because people are just sitting at home, ordering essentials online, streaming Prime Video and music, and downloading books to their Kindles.
The other way he's made back the money is he switched to generic brand condiments. He's using store brand ketchup and another brand of mayonnaise, and it's really, Mike, the savings add up.
Yeah, but he's still using his Himalayan sea salt. Okay, I urge everybody to check this out. I think it's on YouTube. It may or may not be. I'm not sure where you can find it. Carla, are you cooking?
Yes, she is.
What are you doing? Cooking like tuna fish?
Mm. What, like a tuna melt?
That sounds like fun.
Yeah. You just made tuna
I'd
out of a can?
I love a tuna melt. That'd be great.
All right.
You can tuna Michael piano.
Carla and I were watching this video. Michael Bublé, his wife's name is Luisana Lupilato, and they've been doing Instagram live videos every day. She looks like that lovely woman, Nadia G, from the food show.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She's Argentinian, Mike.
Yeah. In the clip, Michael greets his fans, but Luisana talks over him to deliver his own greeting, so he elbows her in the arm. Hard. She seems to give him a serious look, so she grabs. He grabs her arm and yanks it. Then he pulls her close and puts his arm around her. Well, not really around her. He kind of does that neck thing. Yeah, where he does that. It's you gotta look at it. I don't want to overreact to it. We watched it like five times, but it was interesting.
Come on, this is the thing. Married couples that have been quarantined. Yeah. If you haven't like looked at your wife, not even like, hey, I love you. They'll be like, maybe we're getting on each other's nerves.
Yeah.
Or it's the same thing when you're at dinner and you're talking about something you're not supposed to be talking about. She'll kick you or something will happen.
I get it. But I just urge everybody to take a look
at
it.
He's not an abuser. Leave him alone.
He's a very funny man.
Nice singer.
I've got the world on a swing. anyway, it could be an innocent gesture. Luisana issued a statement saying this whole thing is ridiculous. She had a quote, I have no doubts who my husband is and would choose him again a million times over. Bublé's rep called it a ridiculous allegation. Yeah. I'm not making an allegation. I'm saying look at the video because it's interesting to see that because it looks serious and then he corrects himself in
midstream. Alleging as a voice impediment. That's all.
That's true. Listen to his songs. He can't pronounce R's.
I know.
Say we waitable. Be very quiet.
You know, his actual given name, his given name is Michael Bublé, and he can't say it.
Bublé. Hello. Quick hits right now. Dr. Fauci says he understands people who are, quote, willing to take a risk to hook up with someone they meet on Tinder, but you should be very careful and, quote, make sure the person is feeling well. Anyway.
Yeah,
thank you, Dr.
Feeling.
Fauci. Police in, is it Taneytown or Tawny Town? It's T-A-N-E-Y.
It's Taintown.
It's Taintown.
Taintown, Mike. It's between two other towns.
Where you can always get a good back scratcher.
Exactly. Quack.
Police in Taneytown, Maryland are going viral for a Facebook post on Tuesday that said, quote, please remember to put pants on before leaving the house to check your mailbox. You know who you are. This is your final warning. Oh, somebody's going outside with no pants
doing
on.
Doing the thing. Exhibition.
You know it's got to be a dude. The first person in Australia to go to jail over the coronavirus lockdown was a guy who went down the fire escape of the hotel where he was under a mandatory quarantine to visit his girlfriend. Selfish, selfish, selfish.
He just wanted to be my girlfriend, you know, and have a little fun. Mike, come on, right, let's go. I just wanted to wrap my arms around the day.
Was he wearing pants?
A company has designed plexiglass pods that people might be able to use to go to the beach while staying safe. Okay, that might be cleverness taken a little too far.
Hey, that's a great idea because if you're in a self-contained clear vessel on the beach, it won't get hot. Idiot.
That is so true.
It's fogging up.
This is interesting, and this is good. 54% of us are cooking more because of the lockdown. 57% are wasting less food. Hello, O'Mara household. 40% are leaning on more comfort foods, and snacking is at an all-time high, especially for parents. So
I had last night for dinner, Mike.
I'd love to know what you had for dinner last night.
A bag of veggie straws.
That's not healthy, Oscar. No. That's your cholesterol. No.
My wife would be nice to cook something.
She's working her butt off. She's here right now. She set up our... Shannon Zabalio's setting up our camera shots today, right?
Yes.
Come on now. You know, I'm a fan. Don't forget
straws.
That.
She knows lighting better than Greg Tolan. She's fantastic.
Yes, she will be here.
I'd like to see her.
Are you gonna whiskey tomorrow, Mike?
What?
Are you gonna whiskey?
Because I bought a new bottle. All right. I bought a new bottle when I went there, and I got gin for Carla.
He's prepared.
Gin for Carla. I'm very excited. And now a little something, something. A brazen bus driver has been sacked, as they say in Britain, after he was filmed enjoying himself while passengers were on board. The careless perv was driving the bus on a route through Lucerne, Switzerland, but he decided to do it during the trip to the horror of one woman who filmed the incident. Sure. She sent the footage to the bus company, who immediately cut ties with this gentleman, if you want to call him that. A pixelated picture printed in a pixelated picture. Hey, let's print a pixelated picture, pal. It was printed in local media showing the man with his hand down there, and it was taken from a reflection in the rearview mirror inside the bus that allows the driver to see the passengers, but also the passengers can see the driver. It is believed the driver felt that he was separated enough to do what he was doing without being seen because of the barrier that had been set up to offer coronavirus protection.
Okay.
Well, I don't believe there's enough hand sanitizer in the universe for that story. Am I right, ladies? There we go. At least I didn't make a joke with the word Swiss cheese in it.
Oh, no.
I just did. There we go. I just did, yeah. Hey, Polly Christine, that story was for you, my friend.
Look in the mirror. You know what? It was probably a beautifully composed photograph with the reflection and everything.
I saw the picture of the in the paper. It was not nice. We'll take a break and come back with the audio vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, I'm Ina Garten.
Ina.
My favorite podcast, The Mike O'Mara Show, is incredibly funny. But sometimes when I want to listen, my hands are full. Literally. It's not easy to download a podcast with a fistful of roasted eggplant spread covered with a reduced garlic aioli. Or if you're 10 little piggies or cradling a standing rib roast with a crispy Gruyere Yorkshire pudding. That's why when I'm in the Barefoot Contessa kitchens, I rely on Alexa. How easy is that? All I have to say is, hey Alexa, play The Mike O'Mara Show. And the most recent episode plays right away. How easy is that? Even Jeffrey can do it. And I actually really hate him. In fact, we really hate each other. It's like being married to a hobbit. How tragic is that? TMOS and Alexa, they go together like little thin slices of salami and caperberry. Now back to my custard.
Thank you, Ina. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by the TMOS T-shirt store.
Yes.
You know we love our listeners, and we love you all equally. But there are some that are just a bit more equal than others. I'm sorry, that's just
it's the reality of the world. Facts.
That said, time for T-shirt roll call.
Woo!
Barbara Bannon Moody. Love, sir. Barbara Bannon Hoodie. What about Sean Baker, the style maker? He took his TMOS hoodie to the next level. He's a knockout.
And a rock star.
A T-shirt and a hoodie for a Mr. P.B. Christine from the borough of Brooklyn in New York City. Forget about it.
Forget about it.
All rise for the pastor, Andrew Pastor, nearer to God in a TMOS logo hoodie. You really outdid yourself, Rob. And Joel Leonard looking fabulous in Richmond wearing his TMOS swag. Yes, the TMOS shirts and hoodies are arriving. Hop aboard the merch train. Choo-choo.
I ordered two yesterday.
And if you haven't ordered yet, what are you waiting for? They are ready to be delivered right to your front door with zero human contact. Just click the T-shirt banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Then post a pic of you smiling, styling, and profiling in your TMOS gear, just like in Ward 8.
That's Ward 8. Hoodie and T-shirt there, Ward 8. And I'm dead. Dead.
Wasn't your hoodie stolen, Mayor?
Yeah, I stole it at the Camelot.
Remember, every purchase spreads the TMOS message, and it helps us in our time of need. Let's do it. TMOS merchandise, because no one looks rotten in cotton. I bought one, too. I bought a hoodie for Carla and a T-shirt for Moi.
Nice.
And I'm not sure when that's going to be arriving.
I got my
sweatshirt
today.
Oh, cool.
Maybe if they all come in and we all coordinate,
we can have a
cute little uniform show. That'll be sweet. Just like we're a dictatorship. Let's open up the audio vault for Thursday, April
16th. That way no one will get preferential treatment because they're all dressed alike.
2020. Kudos to Oscar Santana for this Zoom thing.
Love it.
Really, really fun for me seeing you guys, and I hope it translates to the video. Please let us know what you think of Oscar putting this thing together for us today. Yeah. It was a different kind of Zoom. It's not the kind you use for your family meets and stuff like that.
No.
And we went through that, and I'm very, very psyched. Take it away, Rob Spiewak.
Thank you.
I think Kellyanne Conway is kind of like eczema because there are long periods where she's dormant and doesn't do anything crazy.
You don't hear anything from her, right?
Right. And then she pops up yesterday on Fox and Friends and says this about COVID-19. She's a... I'm not sure what she's indicating.
Some of the scientists and doctors say that there could be other strains later on. This can come back in the fall in a limited way. This is COVID-19, not COVID-1, folks. And so you would think the people charged with the World Health Organization facts and figures would be on top of that.
So does she saying that there's like 18 other times?
No. Okay, there is not. It's not 1 through 19. Duh.
Right. Duh.
It was named because it cropped up in 2019. That's why it got the name COVID-19. Mm. God, I've heard it now. By three people that are also doing what Kelly does. Oh, God.
So please, if you have Kellyanne Conway, don't scratch it. It's only going to get worse.
Do you know how many people now are going to say, this is 19. They've been, what about 1 through 18? That's what's going to happen because the weak-minded will not question, will not read deeper, will not know that she got it wrong. A massive error. Massive error that in this day and age gets completely blown off. You don't give a rat's ass. She's wrong. That's not the way it's done. It was named because it was the year. Jesus Christ, people. Come on.
Very popular opinion in Michigan, maybe. Just thinking.
the steps of the Capitol, dude.
Let's play a game. We haven't done this in a while. A lot of celebrities are getting online and just posting videos, social media, because they're bored. And, you know, it's fun to find them. Can you name this singer, Mike? It's not a singer. But name the person who's singing this song, and I'll give you a hint. He is also the one playing the piano. It's a Billy Joel song. Can you name the person singing this song?
It comes down to reality, and that's fine with me, because I've let it slide. I don't care if it's Chinatown or down on Riverside. Oh,
pretty good.
Not bad. He does have a background in musical theater. That's a hint. But he's not primarily known for it.
I got it.
Go ahead.
Hugh Jackman.
It is not Hugh Jackman.
Good guess. Younger than Hugh Jackman, correct?
I would say probably contemporary, maybe a little older.
Ooh.
Broadway guy?
I think he's done some Broadway. I think he first came to our attention in a television commercial in which he sang. But he's part of a seminal 90s television show, and he doesn't need the money. I know that.
I don't know.
Oh, my God. I'm so close. In the 90s.
Try.
Give me the show name, and I'll give you the actor.
If I give you the show name, you'll get it. That's too much of a clue.
Just
I will
give
say
it to
this.
Us, fine.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jason Alexander.
Comes down to reality,
you could have said Seinfeld. We wouldn't have given the name.
Well, of course you would have. What a beautiful singing voice.
Yeah, he did great. But, you know, he was the guy who did the first Drink Dr. Pepper and I'm Proud, I believe. He was a Be a Pepper guy. So he has a past in music.
I don't
and
remember
also
that
really
commercial
horrible,
as fondly as you do.
Horrible. Well, I'm a little older
it's
than you.
It's such a great song.
It is. Yeah, it is. Song.
Great voice.
But anyway, I thought it was really nice that he did it. And those hair plugs look great.
Mm. And by the way, the live version from Shay when, Mr. Tony Bennett. Don't care if it's Chinatown, the New York Times, and the Daily News. I got a tiny little sore on my upper lip.
Hey, who is that behind the piano? Is that Billy Joel? Is that Billy Joel over there behind the piano?
Hey, you look like a fuzzy little stuffed animal, Billy, with your fuzzy head.
Hey,
thank you.
What happened to your eyes, Billy? Your eyes, they're weird looking.
That happened when you turned 60, Billy.
Hey, you know what? Put on those sunglasses again, like when you did the Bridge album. Then you don't see your eye.
Your big buggly eyes.
Billy.
Big buggly eyes. Watch out, Billy.
I only have 20% of my vision, and I can still see those eyes. They're really
Chinatown.
Creepy.
Yeah,
all right, there we go. Let's close, Mike. Well, this was trending on YouTube yesterday. This is every television commercial that you see now.
During these difficult times,
we all need
to stick together. In tumultuous times like these, we want you to isolate, stay safe, and remind you that we're still open for business and that you should continue to purchase our products. You can now, in the year 2020, purchase from us online. And if you need to come into one of our locations, we've finally begun cleaning our disgusting stores. We've taught our staff how to properly wash their hands for the first time. And they now will no longer grab your face or try and touch your teeth. Let's all come together to stay safe so you can buy our products and continue to buy our products. Never die and keep giving us money forever.
That's your magic audio vault, everybody. Have a good Thursday. Stay safe, Billy Joel.
Where did that come from? That's fantastic.
Just
I love
a random
that.
It was trending on YouTube. I saw it yesterday. It's just a random thing.
Continue to buy our products and continue to buy our products.
Don't die.
Don't die. That's so America.
Our employees are going to stop touching your teeth.
All right, we're going to take a big break because we're not here until 4 p.m. Eastern time tomorrow. I would like to have the most views that we have ever had on our cocktail party. So tell your neighbors, tell your friends. It's the Mike O'Mara cocktail party via Zoom, correct,
yes,
Oscar?
Yes, correct.
Yes.
Who knows what capabilities? Yeah. Oscar likes to tweak and he does different things every day.
No expense spared.
You never know who might drop in for a visit. Because we got room for a lot of folks.
Yeah,
we might visit with some people you haven't seen before right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye, Billy Joel.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
We feel sorry for people that don't drink because when you get up in the morning, that's as good as you're going to feel for the rest of the day.
Should I tell people that I am a good at sex?
Just try and have a little fun, folks. That's all.
Drunk and stupid is no way to go through life, son.